People tend to develop a good relationship between parents from any area of the world. It's almost automatic with some people, but with others it's different. With other family members, there is some insecurity, hatred, or love-hate. Some will cross that line between their relationship with their family, while others will be forced over that line. My name is Phoenix Ward, and on February 20th, I had an interview with Miss Avalon Heckinger about the boundaries she had been forced to cross with her family members, from Philadelphia to Brazil and back again. You move a lot, isn't that right?
So, yeah, I've moved a lot throughout my whole life. It's just how it works, I suppose. Why did these robots go away?
Why does it work like that?
Because that's how my family is. It's not, I mean, my parents are young. I was an accident child. We didn't start. We're not the stereotypical family living in the same house, not whole life, because we don't have that kind of money, that kind of leisure. Jobs have never been a promise, just a privilege that you can only keep for so long. Now my mom doesn't have one, she's in college. Again, yeah. Well, I suppose it would technically be the third time. The first time when she dropped out because she had me. Second time when she went back for an art major, and then in the Art Institute of Philadelphia. And then, now, grad school at AFI, best film school on earth.
You're originally from Brazil, right?
Not exactly. I mean, yes, but no. I'm originally from America, and I'm originally from Brazil, both equally. I'm a bit more American, spent more of my life here, but I am also Brazilian. And when I moved to Brazil and then back to America, I did really realize exactly how much of Brazil I was brought up with.
What did you think of Brazil when you went there?
It's hard to explain. It was a bit complicated when I went there. It was less what I thought of Brazil and more what I thought of the family I had to stay with that made it somewhat unpleasant. But Brazil itself was great. The culture is more open, more friendly, I suppose, although that's really not the word I'm looking for. But I didn't like someone I was forced to live with, and they made it difficult to be, well, happy most of the time there. Unless I was in school. I think it was the only time I ever preferred school life over home life. Well, the school was great. It was much different than here. Very, very relaxed. And you stay there most of the day, so it can't be like all work like it is here. It's far more relaxed atmosphere, somewhere where someone really can learn to be themselves while also learning the material they need to know according to the curriculum, rather than just cramming as much information in your brain as you can. And honestly, we learn more. Learn more than Americans in our curriculum, even if the school system is much more lax. I actually think it helps more. When you can look at your teacher as an equal, rather than someone you have to fear.
Could you, like, maybe go into a little more detail on like how your parents treated you back in Brazil?
My parents? When did I say parents? I wasn't with my parents in Brazil. In fact, the word parents doesn't really apply to my life, generally. The word mother, however, does, not father. My dad lives across the country right now. He used to live close to me. That was the time I saw him least. Because suddenly, he didn't have a reason to bring me over for a whole week at a time, because he lived close. But bringing me over was never really a very often option anyway. Not because of him, my dad's a great person, but because of the woman he married. She's intimidated by any other female in his life, be it his daughter, mother, or ex-wife. I lived with my grandmother and the man she married. Not my grandfather. They're divorced. My grandfather's very... I don't know how they ever made it work together. My grandfather is probably the most relaxed, easygoing person you will ever meet. He doesn't worry about anything. It's like... The thing that you really have to say, like one of the things that he did that really explains how he was we were driving to a party, and we were late. He took a wrong turn, and he didn't know where he was. And rather than, he didn't even get even slightly worried about it. I asked him, we're late, what are we going to do? He said, it's okay, we'll get there. And that was it. Whereas my grandmother, if we're half a second out of her schedule, she throws a hissy fit. I really don't know how they ever worked together. But, hey, opposites attract. My grandmother married a drunk. If he wasn't drunk, he's not happy. If he is drunk, he's too happy. And he didn't like me. That's all there was to it. Spoken Portuguese. Behind my back, thinking I didn't understand it. I did. I was surrounded by the language. Of course I understood it. All he wanted was for me to leave. He never would explain why. Not that I ever confronted him about it. The last thing I wanted to do was talk to him.
What about, I really don't know that much about, Dan, when you were in America.
Dan?
Yeah.
My stepdad?
Yes.
My stepdad. Our relationship is a bit more complicated on my side than it is on his. He frustrates me a lot. But at the same time, he's a really cool person. He really is. If I knew him and he wasn't my mom hadn't married him, I would still think he's a cool person, because he is. I mean, he introduced me for the first time to role-playing games, which I've been obsessed with since I was little because of him. He's a writer. He's writing his own book. And one of the characters is based off of me. I mean, he's really cool. He's one of the few people I can have long, deep, meaningful conversations with. And he can keep up, because he's an adult and he doesn't think of me as a child. He thinks of me as Avalon. But at the same time, he does think of me as a child, because he's known me since I was little, and I really wish he would stop treating me like I was one. That's a normal thing for a father to do. He's not my father. And he never will be. And I really, really wish he would get out of that mentality. Because that's not what he thinks he's doing. Because he knows what it's like. He was in a similar position. Except he doesn't like his dad. Because his dad was a horrible person when he was taken away from him.
But he understands a lot of how I feel. He didn't want his stepdad to pretend he was his dad. He would never make that. But what he doesn't understand is that he does, in ways, he is like my father because of how he did raise me. And so he does act like a father. That's normal, and it makes sense. But I hate it sometimes. Because he frustrates me. In a lot of ways, we're very, very similar. In fact, in most ways, we're very, very similar. But there are a few differences, and then all of those similarities just make our clashes so much harder. It annoys me, because it's gotten to the point where I'm so sick of our clashes that I don't want to talk to him. Because I know something's going to come up, I'm going to do something that he's not going to like, that's going to be part of me growing up, and he's going to do something about it, and I'm not going to like it. And there's going to be another clash. So when he calls, all I want to do is hang up. He's a great person, but I really, really can't deal with all of this anymore. I wish he would start treating me, not like I'm four, but like we do when we have those long talks. He doesn't have to explain everything to me anymore. I understand. I understand more than he thinks I understand, and he'll never know why, but I do. He knows that I think more than other people, and he understands my mentality more than other people. That's why it frustrates me when he can't look at me like an equal, when he doesn't listen to what I'm saying, what I mean, rather than just the words coming out of my mouth. It's complicated. That's best I can put it. I can't explain a relationship really in any other way in words. There are a million other reasons why I don't like talking to him, and a million other reasons why I do like talking to him. And they all clash. And it just ends up being this big, uncomfortable wave of contradiction that I really don't like putting up with. So in the end, I don't like talking to him. I suppose I never noticed it when we lived together, because we had lived together so long and I was so used to it. Then I moved to Brazil, and now here, where he's not been in my life every day and every second of every day. And I really do realize how much it bothers me. Now that I don't have to put up with it every second. Now that I'm not used to it anymore. And that's it. It's complicated. It doesn't make any sense to most people, but makes sense to me.